Dear Lacey, my girlfriend and I have a different relationship than most. She has an issue with her memory where from one day to the next she really can't remember much of anything at all. Luckily, she recognizes me and I don't usually have to go through much of an explanation as to who I am to her, but other than that, she has no recollection of herself or the day before or the years before. And I know you might be feeling sorry for me or her right now, but that's not the reason I'm writing you this letter, Lacey. In all honesty, I enjoy my girlfriend's condition. Not in a bad way, really. I don't know where your mind's going, but you see, my girlfriend really loves cock. She loves to fuck. She's a slut at heart. Even though maybe first thing in the mornings, she can't quite remember that. It doesn't take long for her inherent sluttiness to start to show. Just depends on the morning. For instance, some mornings it's just her and I in bed together, and she opens her eyes and sees my face and smiles. That's always a good feeling, Lacey, that she at least recognizes me. And I look at her naked body in bed beside me and think about the things she was doing the night before with the man at our house, letting them fuck her and use her and begging for their cum. Knowing she doesn't remember any of that, she doesn't know that about herself. But she does always wake up horny. That's who she is, after all, a very sexual woman. Usually we'll start kissing, and I'll start telling her what a slut she was last night, how bad she was, and how many cocks she let fuck her. It's always so gratifying to see the look of shock on her face, and then disbelief, because she always thinks I'm joking around, Lacey. Until I slide my hand down and reach between her thighs, parting them slightly and showing her how sticky they still are with cum. Even though she insists that it must be mine, I start playing with her pussy, fingering all that gooey warm cum from only a few hours prior that's still being lovingly held in her pussy, feeling the gush of it on my fingers, seeing her eyes grow wide again as she starts to realize that maybe this is more cum than even I could give her. And I end up sliding my fingers out of her pussy, showing them to her, glossing her lips with all the different flavors of cum that are now clinging to my fingers, telling her to take a taste if she doesn't believe me, and that she'll know for sure what a slut she was the night before when she realizes that my cum doesn't taste exactly the same as the cum she's licking off my fingers and her lips in that moment. Then she gets this devilish look in her eyes, because she knows what I'm telling her is to basically suck my cock and see for herself. She's always eager for my morning wood, Lacey, and I always wake up rock hard with her, especially knowing that I'm going to get to watch her transform as the day goes on. From my sexy yet innocent girlfriend who thinks she may be a good girl in her memory, as she goes through the day and starts to realize she's nothing but a cock-crazed, cum-hungry slut. And I don't think anything makes me harder in this entire world than seeing that transformation day after day, night after night. So it doesn't take long in those mornings for her to slide down between my legs and start blowing my cock, sucking for cum. All her skills are still there. It's not like she could forget how to suck a cock. That thing she does with her tongue around my head, the way she plays with my balls, how easily she deep throats me, how she swallows around the tip of my shaft in her throat just to get my load as fast as she can because she's starving for it in the morning. And when I do start to come in her mouth and she recognizes the flavor of me on her tongue, she always looks up at me from between my legs, her cheeks red with embarrassment, when she realizes that I wasn't lying about her the night before. She was tasting other men's cum from her pussy off my fingers. And that look is so priceless to me, Lacey. Not only because she recognizes what a slut she really is in that instant, but more so because she recognizes what we are to each other. She realizes how much I love that about her. That she is a slut. My slut. And her smile grows wide around my cock, and she sucks harder, and I always give her the biggest, most powerful load in those mornings when she has that epiphany, her lips wrapped around my dick. And that's just one example, Lacey. Some mornings don't start out like that. Some mornings she has me so worn out from fucking the night before. She gets up before me, heads down to the kitchen to put on some coffee and breakfast. I'm always amazed by her stamina. Granted, she doesn't remember the nights before, all the nasty, wild things she did with all kinds of men. Still, you'd think her body would be worn out. Never is, though, Lacey. So those mornings, I'll come down and see her at the table sipping her coffee. I'll give her a kiss and explain a few things about her memory loss to her as I do every morning. Sit across from her at the table and watch her, knowing that any minute, one of the men who slept over from the night before is going to make his way downstairs. And he's going to want my girl's slutty mouth again. They always do, Lacey. Like, the other morning, started off like that. She was sitting across from me sipping on her coffee when Russ came downstairs. Naked as the day he was born. Big thick cock swinging between his legs. And he saw her sitting there. Tiny little white t-shirt. Almost completely see-through. Showing off her big breasts and those dark nipples. And I remained quiet. Just watching him strolling into the kitchen. Come up beside her chair where she was sitting at the table. The look of utter shock on her face. This naked man with the thickest dick she's ever seen. Even though she saw it the night before, she doesn't remember. Her mouth open wide in surprise, and him just nonchalantly sliding his hand down into her t-shirt and cupping her tits, stroking his cock with the other hand, telling her how fucking good she was the night before. How he woke up rock hard, wanting that slutty mouth of hers again, then him taking the tip of his pre-cum-soaked cock and rubbing it against her lips, her looking at me across the table, wondering what the fuck was going on, and I just sip my coffee and nod my head at her and tell her, go on, sweetheart. You know you love sucking that big dick. It's okay. And again, there's that epiphany, Lacey, when she recognizes what kind of relationship her and I have. That I know she wants that cock. I could see her hand trembling around her cup of coffee, her tongue darting out between her lips, just tentatively tasting the precum of his sled, and of course my hands under the table jacking my dick, watching her, just waiting for that moment when that supposed good girl that I'm with turns into my sled and opens up her lips around that fat cockhead and starts sucking Russ off. Him holding her head and just bucking his hips into her mouth. Being a little wilder with her than he probably should have been, considering he knows what she's capable of. Even though to her this is the first time ever meeting him, he doesn't let her ease into it. He needs that mouth of hers again. He needs to come for her. And she just falls right into her role, Lacey. It's hard to describe how she can't remember the simplest of things, but she can remember how to make a cock like Russ's come. And yeah, she made him come all right. Although sometimes she forgets how much one particular cock can come, especially a cock like Russ's, so she ends up with cum dripping down out of the corners of her mouth onto her t-shirt, soaking it against her tits. That particular morning, Russ had to leave for work, so once he'd gone, I was just watching her across the table from me, swiping at some of the cum she missed on her chin and lips, feeding it back to herself and moaning. Then I slide my chair out from under the table and she can see me stroking my dick, realizing how much I love watching her suck cock. She just gets up from the table, climbs on my cock and starts to ride me, asking me if there's any other men that have spent the night that she'll get to play with today. And I always tell her as I'm filling her with my load of cum that she can have as much cock as she wants. Anything for my girl. Then there are other mornings, Lacey, where some of the men who have stayed at our place from the night before wake up before her and I do. They're usually out by the pool. I can hear them when I open my eyes, and I tell her that I need a few more minutes of sleep, and then why doesn't she put on her tiny little bikini, go out and get some sun while I get breakfast ready for her? I know exactly what's going to happen, Lacey. Don't think badly of me, she really does love it. It just takes her a bit to recognize that first thing in the morning. And then I'll head down to the kitchen and watch through the big glass windows. See her standing there in that tiny little bikini that I bought her. See the man in the pool talking to her. See her blushing and nervously wringing her hands as they tell her how much fun they had with her body last night. How they can't wait to fuck her again. How hard they are. And just when she's about to come back inside, unsure of how to proceed with all of these horny men, I walk out, come up behind her, wrap my hands around her belly, and ask her if she's making the guys feel comfortable. I hear her whisper against my ear that they have her mistaken with someone else. They think she's fucked them last night. And I chuckle and kiss her neck, and I ask her if it made her wet, thinking that she might have fucked these guys last night. And the good girl in her is still there, and she tries to deny it. Right in front of the guys in the pool, I slide my hand down into her panties and feel how fucking drenched her pussy always is. And I call her a little lined slut. And I tell her she had a blast fucking those guys last night. Her pussy damn well remembers it. Then I pull one of the cups of her bikini down and take one of her tits out for the guys. She's rocking against my hand. She shakes her head like, no, this can't be. She's not really a slut. Even as she starts coming at my fingers as I'm finger fucking her in front of those guys. Then her knees grow weak usually, so I sit down on the lounger and put her on my lap, facing the guys as I help her slide out of her bikini. One of them inevitably will come out of the water and come to stand over her. Depends on the guy and depends on the morning, Lacey, but most of them want her mouth. At least that's what I encourage her anyways. Me whispering against her ears, I'm still rubbing those tits in her clit and ask her if she wants to taste his cock. Tell her I'd love to watch her open wide and suck it thick for me. She knows I'm not lying either, Lacey, because I'm fucking rock hard against her ass. And she'll swallow a load from one guy. Another guy will want her pussy, and I'll tell her to spread her legs for him. I'll even help her, grabbing her thighs and pulling them apart, and looking down over her shoulder, down her body, watching his cock start pumping into her pussy, hearing her moan. Sometimes she'll even apologize to me, and I'll tweak her nipple and tell her, never fucking apologize for being my slut. I love it when you fuck those cocks for me. You love his dick, don't you? And she'll moan, nod, and that's when I get so hard I can't stand it. After one of them fills her pussy, I just need to feel how stretched and cum-filled she is. I flip her over and have her start riding my dick. And, you know, one of the men from last night wants her tight asshole again. She doesn't even remember that she loves anal lacing. But when I see him walking towards us, stroking his dick, I reach back and spread her ass cheeks apart. And I whisper against her ear, he wants in your ass, baby. Don't worry, he'll lube it up. You took him so well last night. You always come so hard when a big dick is fucking your ass. Just relax and let him in, okay? For me. And she'll look me in the eyes and nod her head. I'll watch her innocent face again. I can't even express to you, Lacey, the feeling I get every fucking morning watching her experience these things for the very first time every time. The look of wonder on her face as she feels two cocks inside her for what she believes is the first time. The way she moans. The way her pussy clenches on my dick. How she just watches me in disbelief. And I nod at her and encourage her. Tell her that's it. You're my slut. You're such a good little anal slut. You love that dick in your ass, don't you? And then to hear her start to talk dirty, to go from innocent to slut just like that, agreeing with me, moaning, telling me it's going to make her come, telling me how full she feels of so much cock. And then me grabbing her hair and telling her to take one more in her mouth. How I want to see all my slut's holes plugged tight with dick, and how she just whimpers and starts coming in that very moment as another cock shoves his way down her throat, and we all fill her with cum. God, my dick's hard right now just telling you this story, Lacey. And sometimes That's not even the best morning, if you can believe it. I don't know why you'd think that would be my favorite, but on the mornings where her and I have had a wild night before, where she's picked a favorite cock from the night before and asked him to join us in our bed so that we can continue fucking as the night rolls on. She doesn't remember that in the morning, that there's another man in our bed right behind her. She wakes up facing me, and I fucking know he's there. I kiss her and start to play with her tits, and God, the look on her face when she feels that movement behind her. When she feels a masculine hand wrap around and grab her tits. And she whispers to me, "There's a guy behind me, babe. And his cock is hard pressed against my ass." And I nod at her and tell her, "I know. You invited him, remember? He loved his cock so much, he didn't want him to sleep in the guest bedroom." And before she can deny it, I grab one of her thighs and spread it apart, opening her up for him. As he starts rubbing his cock through her wet slit, because she's always wet, lazy. Especially when she starts to realize she's a slut. And I rub my cock against her pussy too. She can feel the two of us just rubbing her cocks against her slit. Eventually, I slide her body over mine. I need her riding me. She's a little embarrassed, but she watches the guy stroking off beside us, whoever he is. And as she rides me, I bring her face down to kiss me, distracting her. That guy will always inevitably get behind her. I'll look into her eyes and remind her how much she wants two cocks in her pussy. How much she loves the feeling of being stretched to the limit. How only special sluts like her can DP two dicks at once. Ask her if she wants that. To be my slut. To take that guy again in her pussy with me. I remind her how we both came inside her last night. How I could feel the flared head of his cock against mine as he pushed his way into her. And I show her where she clawed at my shoulders as he was trying to fit his cock inside her with mine. Then I grab her hips and hold her steady. And I encourage her, telling her she can take him. She wants him, doesn't she? The thing is, Lacey, she doesn't need too much convincing, even though it sounds like that's what I'm doing. I'm just bringing out the slut in her that I know she loves. She always nods, she always agrees, she's always eager for it. She actually pushes back against him, helping him fit in her hole, even as she's clawing at me again and moaning and whispering how it's too much cock. Still not stopping her from pushing back on his dick. And he wraps his hands around her too and grabs her tits and pulls her back onto him. And there's that face again, Lacey. That epiphany that I get to witness every morning. When the slut in her is born again, and we start fucking her together. Those are my favorite mornings, because I love the feeling of how extra tight her hole is on my dick, with another horny man fucking her, wanting the same thing I do, to pleasure my slut with our loads of cum, knowing that's all she needs, that's all she craves. And she begs for it, and she begs us both to fill her. She comes over and over and over on our cocks on those mornings. I don't think she comes harder than when there's two cocks inside her pussy. or her ass. Usually that's later in the day, though, Lacey. And then, after we've both filled her up with cum, I always offer for her to clean off his cock first, to taste the two of us. Most times she'll just slide off and drag our cocks together and put them both in her mouth and clean us off at the same time. Fuck, I love those mornings. Just seeing her embrace her inner slut so eagerly. Then she lays with me in bed and we reminisce about all the times we've done this and all the other amazing things we've done together with so many men and how much I love that about her and how much she adores that she has me with her every morning to share this with. I couldn't ask for a better life, Lacey. I love what we have. But I really didn't write to you to just brag, Lacey. Although it was fun reminiscing. The thing is, the specialist called this morning. Apparently there's a new procedure that could undo her memory loss. It would take time, but she'd begin building her memories again. And it's been proven. It will work for her if she's a perfect candidate. I just don't know if I should tell her, Lacey. I don't want you to think it's just selfishness on my part, even though, yes, a good portion of it is. I fucking love seeing her become my slut every fucking day. But how could I deny her her memories back? And in the same token, how could I deny her the pleasure she gets every day of discovering her sluttiness? She'll lose that if she takes this treatment. I don't know what to do, Lacey. I want to do the right thing for both of us. But how the fuck do I know what that is? Please, Lacey, tell me. What should I do? Wow. I didn't think that amazing story would end on such a heavy note. And I'm really honored that you brought this conundrum to me. I don't know if I have the right answer for you, but I'll give you the best advice I can in this moment. You have to tell her, of course. It's the right thing to do. But I think you have to find the right moment to tell her. One of those moments when that epiphany is dawning on her. How amazing it feels the moment she discovers that she's a slut. When she just finishes taking a stranger's load for you and with you. That's when you need to tell her. When it's still fresh in her mind how much she actually enjoys this. You need to let her make that decision and highlight to her that you're going to be okay either way, because you will. I know you're going to miss those amazing moments, but you don't have any idea how amazing she could be day to day when she remembers what a slut she is, how much further you guys could take it, all the dirty things she might remember she's wanted to try. There are positives to that. But I have a feeling that she's happy with her life just the way it is. She doesn't know any different, at least in the past few years. So she just might surprise you too. And want to keep sharing those first moments with you every day. Trust her to make the right decision, and whatever that decision is, know that your lives are only going to get better and better and better together, okay? I wish you the best of luck, both of you, and I'm definitely curious to hear what she decides when you tell her, which I know you will. Good luck to you both, Lacey.